From Hidden Brain Media, I'm Shankar Vedantam. This is My Unsung Hero, stories where one person reached out to help another in a time of need.
My unsung hero is a boy named Spencer. He was my best friend.
Every Sunday, Julie would drop off soup at our house. I looked forward to it every
week. Right now, I would say thank you for giving me one of the best gifts of my life.
Today's story comes from Catherine Fumier. In the summer of 2005, Catherine had finished her freshman year of college and was living in an apartment for the summer. She was learning how to cook for herself for the first time, and one day, she decided to cook a hard-boiled egg by putting it in a mug of water in the microwave. She let the egg cook for a bit, then pulled the mug out and looked down at it. And that's when the egg exploded in her face, burning her skin and eyes. It was a terrible injury, and the pain was excruciating. Luckily, a classmate was available to call her an ambulance. When it arrived, the EMT who cared for her during the 45-minute drive to the hospital helped to keep her calm.
I was extremely uncomfortable. Everything burnt. Everything just was on fire. And, you know, I kept asking him if he could do something, if I could have a cold pack, and I was just begging for a cure. And he calmly explained to me why he couldn't, because if you get skin too cold, it can actually kill it. So I had to just bear it until we got to the burn unit. And he had an amazing voice and just was so calm, and he made sure that I got passed off to the right people at the hospital. I ended up being in that burn unit all by myself for 4.5 days. Somewhere around 2 months later, I went back to work, and I was a hostess at this brewery. And one day, this guy walks up to the host stand, and he says, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." And he said, "Well, why don't you close your eyes, and I'll talk for a little while, and then maybe you'll remember." And I closed my eyes. And it turned out that he was the EMT who was in the ambulance with me. And he said, "I just really wanted to come check on you." Because, you know, he remembered where I said I worked. We sat down, we got to talk for a while. I don't remember his name. And I just wish so much that I could thank him again. So I want to thank you so much for caring so much about me. I felt so alone, and you did make me feel like it was going to be okay. And you made me feel so much less alone. And for that, I am forever grateful.
Catherine Fumier of Bloomington, Minnesota. If you'd like to help us make more stories like this one and receive access to exclusive episodes of our sister show, Hidden Brain, please consider joining our podcast subscription. You can do so by searching for Hidden Brain on Apple Podcasts and clicking the Try Free button. I'm Shankar Vedantam. See you soon.